Welcome back to HealthLink On Air. Linda Cohen along with you, and joining me is Dr. Rich O'Neill, our resident researcher and psychologist and expert in things psychological.
Yes.
And for this week's checkup from the neck up, as we have been doing in recent weeks, we are going to take a question from a listener. And listeners,
great,
if you have any questions for Dr. Rich O'Neill, you can email him at hloa@upstate.edu, and hopefully we'll get one of your questions on the air as well. Well, I'm going to read it to you, Rich, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
And we'll go from there.
Let's hear what the question is.
Okay. I have a teen who is a new driver and all excited about taking his friends for a ride. Should I let him do it, or should I get permission from the friend's parents first? I don't want to be labeled overprotective, but I also want to avoid trouble. So what do you say, Rich?
Well, first off, I want to say good for you to be concerned, because, the facts are teen drivers are, as a group, dangerous. They're much more likely to get into accidents, especially if they're in a car with other kids who are maybe distracting them or doing things that take their attention away from the task at their, the potentially dangerous task ahead. So good for you as a parent to be concerned. I think every parent, I was scared myself when my kids first started to drive.
Me too.
You'd be, yeah, every parent is worried about this. So then the question is, how do we deal with it? What do we do? And the one thing I wanted to highlight for us was that this is a place when kids are this age, you're shifting from, should I let the person do it, my child do it, to how is this potential adult going to handle this on their own? Because they're going to be in the car by themselves. You're not going to be there. So it's a good, developmentally, you're giving the child freedom. You're letting go of the reins as a parent. So this is a great time to see, how are you going to mutually negotiate that, this? And how are you going to assess with your child whether they're ready, what they're ready for? They may be ready to drive a car physically, but they may not be emotionally ready.
Or have the judgment.
Or have the judgment, yeah, because kids' brains human brains aren't fully developed, especially around these kinds of complicated tasks, until we're 25 years old. So a teenager, those laws were developed for kids on farms. That's why kids who are like 16 or 17 years old are allowed to drive. Not for kids in the context of driving on in our modern highways and busy streets. So it's a totally different world. So you really have to assess. Now, so one thing you could do is pose the question to your child and say, look, here's the reality. People your age who... your brain isn't fully developed and driving is dangerous and you're much more likely to have accidents. Before I answer your question about can I borrow the car tonight and go out for a ride with my friends, how about you and I sit down and see what you think might be reasonable guidelines for us to follow around getting you fully independent, which of course is our goal. What do you think would be good? Now, as the parent, you can see if your child has a temper tantrum and says, I'm not going to do it. You're totally unreasonable. They're probably not ready, because they're demonstrating they're not emotionally mature enough to handle emotionally arousing situations like driving in a car with other kids. They might not even be ready to drive on their own. So the conversation itself, giving them the difficult task of providing limits to themselves, asks them to show you whether they have the judgment that they'll need to use in these, exciting situations.
It's almost like a litmus test.
It's a little litmus test. In business, I consult with people in business, and one of the things you do in business interviews to predict whether somebody's going to be good in a job is you pose scenarios to them from the job about, here's what you're going to encounter. You're going to encounter this situation. How would you manage that? So you can do that with your child. You can say, look, what if somebody in the car, one of your friends in the car, suddenly starts to, pull your hair or bump into you or shoots the radio up or takes out liquor or, what if...
Or starts throwing things out the window.
Or any of those
or
kinds
of... Or screams at people in the car next to them.
Right. Or, all of those kinds of things. How are you going to manage that? And depending on their answers, then you can say, well, gee, you know, do you think that that's going to be safe? You know, what do you think? How are we going to manage this situation if that comes up?
Another piece of this question, though, mm-hmm. strikes me is this parent's feeling of not wanting to be labeled as overprotective,
yes.
which I
yeah.
think is a lot of parents fear that, but at the same yeah. time feel the need to protect.
Absolutely.
And they're caught in that tremendous bind
yeah.
of what other parents are doing and that whole notion of peer pressure.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that. There's two issues, really, from my point of view. One is peer pressure is very, very strong. And one of the questions is whether your child can stand up to peer pressure. So you want to be assessing that in other situations and seeing whether they're ready to take on independent responsibility. Again, you might take a graduated approach. Have them, you know, when they're first starting to drive, you know, you have them in the car with you. They don't drive alone. Then they drive with you at night, maybe. They drive on a short distance by themselves with nobody in the car, and you see how they manage that. And again, you assess with them, how do you think you did? But let's talk a little bit about neighbors and being afraid to be seen as overprotective. First off, the issue isn't whether somebody's going to see you as overprotective. The issue is about the safety of your child.
That has to come first.
That comes first, and you can't worry about overprotective. You know, just that's your problem. If you're concerned about people, that's peer pressure having applied to you. You got to get over that, right?
Well, it sounds like you really kind of wrapped it up with saying that the conversation and the idea of having the child take some of that responsibility is crucial in terms
yeah.
of the whole thing.
And seeing if they can do that.
And I think that yeah. really, really answers the question.
And then
I
make the decision. And you have a relationship with the other parents.
And once again, you always offer such wonderful information for our listeners.